we present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in A Case for Paul Temple, a serial in 8 episodes by Francis Durbridge. Episode 6, in which Valentine strikes. Paul Temple, the celebrated novelist and private detective, is invited by Sir Graham Forbes, the Chief Commissioner of Scotland Yard, to investigate the activities of a dope smuggling organization under the leadership of a notorious criminal known simply as Valentine. During the course of certain investigations, Temple makes the acquaintance of a Sir Gilbert Dryden, a Miss Sheila Baxter, a Mr. Charles Kelvin, and an American by the name of Leyland. Leyland is instructed by Sir Gilbert to visit Braysham, a small village on the coast of Sussex, and to take possession of a certain package which will be handed over to him by the pilot of a plane. Leyland departs for Braysham, followed by Major Peters of the CID, Sir Graham Forbes, Paul Temple and Steve.
Are you sure this is the right road?
Yes, it must be, Sir Graham.
Well, I'm not so sure, Temple. What do you think, Steve?
Yes, we're all right, Sir Graham. Carry on, darling, straight on. Look, there's the sand dunes.
Oh, yes. It seems hours since we left Weatherby.
I wonder if Weatherby was able to identify them.
What is it? What is it, Temple?
I thought I saw a light on the road. Is it? There it is.
Somebody's flashing a torch. He's standing in the middle of the road, darling.
It's Peters. It's Peters, Temple. Hello, Peters.
Hello, Sir Graham. Hello, Mr. Temple. You're rather later than I expected, sir.
Yes, we had an accident.
Have you seen Leyland?
No, sir. I haven't seen Leyland, but...
But what? What's happened, Peters?
Well, the plane's here, sir. It was here when we arrived.
When you arrived?
Yes. There's something queer, Mr. Temple. Something damn queer about the whole business.
What do you mean?
Well, the plane was here on the sand. It looked all right. Perfectly all right. Just as if he'd made a perfect landing, but... But we found the pilot in the cockpit, sir. He's in a terrible condition. Just as if he's been beaten up or something.
Is he there now?
Yes, sir.
Come along. Let's have a look at him.
Yeah, I don't think I'd bring Mrs. Temple, sir.
No. No, you stay here, Steve. In the car.
Yes. Yes, all right, darling.
Here we are.
Good evening, Sergeant.
Evening, sir.
It's a nice-looking plane, Temple.
Mm.
All right, Peters. Let's have a look at the pilot.
He's still in the cockpit, sir, because I'm afraid we haven't been able to move him.
Oh, my God, poor fellow.
Sir Graham, I'm afraid this isn't the pilot.
Isn't the pilot?
What do you mean?
Then who the hell is it?
It's Mr. Leyland.
What?
Are you sure?
It can't be Leyland.
It's Leyland, all right. Here, give me a hand, Sir Graham. Let's have a look at him.
We've sent for an ambulance, Sir Graham. We telephoned about 20 minutes ago.
Good.
Of course, the hospital people believe that he's the pilot, so...
That doesn't matter, Peters. How is he, Temple?
He's in a pretty bad way, Sir Graham. Now, take it easy, Leyland. You'll be all right, old boy.
No, don't hit me. Don't hit me. For God's sake, don't hit me.
It's all right, Leyland. There's nothing to worry about.
Don't hit me, please. Don't hit me.
This is Temple, old boy. Paul Temple. I'm not going to hit you.
Temple?
Here's a flask of brandy, Temple.
Thanks. My Timothy's suddenly taken a beating. Here we are, Leyland. Try and drink this. That's a good fellow. That's better.
Temple, listen. The plane was early. Almost an hour early. The pilot was waiting for me. I went down to the plane and pretended to be O'Hara. He recognized me.
Go on, Leyland.
The swine had a truncheon. A rubber truncheon. I couldn't defend myself. I stood there and he hit me. Temple, he hit me.
Here we are. Have another drink, Leyland.
Oh, God, my head is almost bursting. I can't drink anymore.
Come along. That's better.
Oh, Temple, if I pull through this, I got a whole heap of things to talk to you about.
Here's the ambulance, Sir Graham.
Oh, good.
Now, just relax, Leyland. It's right as rain by tomorrow morning.
Good morning. I'm Dr. West.
Good morning, Doctor.
Where's the patient?
He's in the cockpit.
Oh, I see. Are you the gentleman that telephoned?
No, Sergeant Turner. He telephoned you. My name is Peters, and this is Sir Graham Forbes, CID.
Good morning, Doctor.
Oh, good morning, Sir Graham. Well, what happened exactly?
There's been an accident. We want you to get this man to hospital as quickly as possible.
Oh, I see. All right. We'll have a look at him.
Can you see all right?
Yes. I say, he's in a pretty bad way, isn't he? Does that hurt you,
man? Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Oh. Okay. I shall want my case now, so I'm going to give an injection.
Yes, very good, Doctor.
You'll find it on the front seat.
Yes,
don't hit me, for God's sake. Don't hit me.
He'll be all right when we get him to the hospital.
You'd better go back to the hospital with the doctor, Peters. Then if Leyland recovers and starts talking, we shall have somebody on hand.
Yes. All right, Sir Graham.
Here we are, Doctor.
Thank you, nurse. Now, this isn't going to hurt you, so don't get nervous.
What are you going to do? Don't touch me. Don't.
Now, if you'll give me a hand, sir, we'll get him down to the ambulance.
Yes, certainly.
Careful. Careful.
Watch his head.
You want any help, Temple?
No, it's all right. Think we can manage? That's right, nurse. Get the stretcher on the ground so that we can... That's it. That's fine. Steady, sir. Steady. There we are. Good.
Sergeant, take Major Peters' car and report back to Braysham. You'll probably find Superintendent Weatherby there.
Very good, sir.
And keep the radio going, Sergeant, just in case we need you.
Yes, sir.
But what about the pilot, sir? He must still be somewhere in the district.
We'll look for the pilot, Peters. You keep your eye on Leyland. It's my guess that when he comes to his senses, he'll spill the beans. So far as tonight's concerned, at any rate.
I shouldn't be surprised, Sir Graham. Watch him, Peters. Stay with him all the time. Don't let the hospital people frighten you away.
Leave that to me, sir.
We're ready now, sir.
Yes, very good, nurse.
Oh, Doctor, do you know of a house round here called St. Nicholas?
St. Nicholas, yes, it's near Kenverton.
Oh, thank you. Steve was obviously right.
Yes. Come along, Sir Graham. Let's go back to the car. Did you think we were never coming, Steve?
What's happened? I saw the ambulance drive
past. They've taken Leyland to the hospital.
Leyland? But I thought Major Peters said that it was the pilot of the plane.
Major Peters made a mistake. Quite a natural one, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
Leyland was beaten up by the pilot and placed in the cockpit.
Then what's happened to the pilot?
Your guess is as good as ours.
Well, my guess is that when he realised that Leyland wasn't O'Hara, and consequently, from his point of view, couldn't be trusted, he...
He what?
He made up his mind that the best thing he could do was to deliver the package himself.
To the house known as St. Nicholas?
Yes.
I wonder.
Well, dash it all, Temple. He must have done.
Why, of course, darling.
Sir Graham, listen. Leyland's tough. He's as tough as nails. I'd back Leyland against anybody in a straight fight. But tonight, or rather this morning, if you want my opinion, it wasn't a straight fight.
Yes, yes, we know that. He obviously started to do his O'Hara impersonation. The pilot saw through it, realised he wasn't O'Hara, and...
And let him have it.
Exactly.
And you think that's what happened?
Well, of course that's what happened. Leyland as good as said so.
Yes, well, I'm glad you think so, because I don't.
What do you mean?
What do you think happened, darling?
I think the pilot arrived, delivered the package, and then came back here and waited for Leyland. In other words, he never even expected O'Hara. He was forewarned.
You mean that they knew all the time that Leyland was playing in with us?
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that.
Well, don't you see? That's why the pilot was able to take Leyland completely by surprise. He never even expected O'Hara.
But, Paul...
Yes, Steve?
If they knew that we know the truth about Leyland, then they also know that...
That we know about the house, St. Yes. Nicholas. Yes.
Now I see what you're getting at. In other words, they expect us to go to the house. In other words, they're waiting for us.
Yes.
And I'd have fallen for it.
I'm afraid you would have done, Sir Graham.
Then this means that we don't go to the house after all, darling.
If we want to see this thing through, we've got to go to the house, Steve. But...
But what?
We go with our eyes open.
What I don't know how you're managing to keep the car on the road, Temple.
More my luck than judgment, I'm afraid.
There's a corner here, darling. Take it steady.
How much further, Steve?
Well, it can't be very much further. We've passed Kenverton.
Hello, what's this place on the top of the hill?
That's it. That's it, darling.
Pretty impressive sort of place.
Aye, Timothy, it certainly is.
Looks more like a medieval castle than anything else.
Yes, reminds me of that place at Inverdale, Skerry Lodge.
Just what I was thinking.
It doesn't appear to be a light showing.
No.
What are you stopping the car for?
What did you expect me to do, darling? Drive straight up to the front door?
No, but you can get much nearer than this, Paul. The drive's about 100 yards long.
This is quite near enough, my sweet, for the time being. No, don't get out, Sir Graham. I'm going to park the car on the side of the road.
There's a good spot over there, Temple, near that gate.
Yes.
Now what do we do? Simply stroll up the...
We? You stay here, darling, in the car.
What?
You'll be far more use to us here, Steve, than you will be up at the house.
I quite agree.
Give us about half an hour, Steve. Then if you don't see a light from one of the windows... You know the signal, darling. We've used it before. Contact Sergeant Turner.
Yes, all right.
You know how to work this, Steve?
Yes, I think so.
Calling DHO 838. Calling DHO 838. Calling DHO 838.
Hello, Sergeant. Contact, over to you.
Superintendent Weatherby's here, Sir Graham.
Oh, he is? Good.
I'd like a word with Weatherby.
Put the superintendent on, Sergeant.
Superintendent Weatherby reporting, sir.
This is Temple, Superintendent. Were you able to identify the man with the car, the man who tried to force us over the bridge?
Yes, I had confirmation through from the yard about 5 minutes ago, sir. His name was Stoner, Lefty Stoner.
Did he talk?
He was dead when I reached him.
Oh, I see. Right. Thank you, Weatherby. Here's the Commissioner.
Weatherby, I want you to telephone through to Major Peters at the hospital. If Leyland's been able to give Peters a description of the pilot, contact the car straight away.
Yes, sir. Will you be there, sir?
No. We're just outside Kempton, near the house called St. Nicholas.
Oh. Oh, I see, sir.
But Mrs. Temple's staying in the car. Keep in contact.
Very good, sir.
Goodbye, Weatherby.
Ready, Sir Graham?
Yes, I'm ready.
Take care, darling.
Where's the dog?
It's all right. I think it's over on the other side.
Let's wait here a minute. We're in the shadow. Stand near the tree.
10 to 1 they've spotted us by now.
I don't know. There isn't a light showing.
You okay?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right now.
Now, don't forget what I've told you, Sir Graham. Have you got the revolver?
Yes.
Keep me covered. And don't move until you see the torch.
All right. But I still think you're taking a risk, Temple. Simply walking across the lawn towards the house.
If, as we suspect, they're watching us, they won't know what I'm up to. They'll be curious. I'm pretty sure they won't do anything, not at first. Okay. Okay, I'm off.
Watch yourself. I've got you covered.
Hello there? Hello? Hello there?
Well, if they can't hear that, they can't hear anything.
I thought you were trying to wake the dead.
I'm not so sure that we're not barking up the wrong tree, Sir Graham.
Hmm? You mean the house is empty?
It's beginning to look like it.
Have you tried the door?
Yes, it's locked.
Looks pretty solid to me. We'd never break that down, even if we wanted to.
There's a window over there, isn't there?
Where?
On the left.
Oh, yes. Yes, I never noticed it.
Is it unlatched?
It is now.
Good.
Give me a leg up, Temple.
Can you make it, Sir Graham?
Yes, I can make it all right. Okay.
Watch you don't fall backwards.
I'm all right.
Give me your hand.
Steady. That's it. Nice work.
Well, this part of the house looks completely deserted. It isn't even furnished.
No. Do you smell anything, Temple?
No. No, I don't think so.
Why? I thought I could smell something. I noticed it outside.
No, I can't smell anything. It's a pretty big room, this, isn't it?
Yeah. Looks to me as if it might have been the library.
Let's have a look at the rest of the house.
This place isn't quite so impressive inside as out.
No. No, it certainly isn't.
That staircase is pretty dilapidated. It looks as if it's falling to pieces.
You know, I've got a hunch we're in for rather a surprise, Sir Graham. I don't know what it is, but...
Listen.
What is it?
Don't you hear anything?
No.
Listen. Now do you hear it?
Yes. It's upstairs.
What is it?
I don't know. But whatever it is, it's in the house.
I can't hear it now.
No, it stopped. Let's go upstairs.
How many floors there are?
I don't know. I should say there's certainly three. Oh, by Timothy, we're right about this staircase.
The wood's absolutely rotten over on the...
It sounds to me as if someone's gagged and...
And they're trying to make themselves heard? That's exactly what it sounds like.
Come on.
On the top floor.
No, I don't think so. It seems to me to be over here.
Yes, I think you're right. Is there a room here?
I don't know. Where's the torch?
Here we are. It's all right. I'll hold it.
Yes. Yes, there's a door. This is it, all right. There's someone in there.
Is it locked?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me in there?
You were right, Temple. They're obviously gagged.
Look out there! I'm breaking the door down! Show a light, Sir Graham, quickly!
Why, Temple!
By Timothy! It's Major Peters!
Peters! What the devil are you doing here?
You untie his leg, Sir Graham. I'll ungag him.
Thank God you heard me. Oh, my head.
Peters, how the devil did you get here? We thought you were at the hospital with Leyland.
You don't have to ask that question, Sir Graham.
Damn doctor was a phony. As soon as we got out onto the open road, they let me have it. God knows what they hit me with. Oh, my head. You haven't got any of that brandy left, have you, Sir Graham?
Yes, here you are.
Thanks.
You can see what happened. They wanted to get Leyland away before he gave us a description of the pilot. They must have been on the verge of getting him away when Peters first arrived. They pushed him into the cockpit and waited. Then when the ambulance turned up, they waylaid the ambulance and drove down to the...
What is it, Temple? What is it?
Sir Graham, what did you think you could smell when you were downstairs?
I don't know.
Was it methylated spirits?
It might have been.
Mr. Temple, listen.
I can smell burning. My God, you don't mean they've set the place on fire?
Come on.
They must have watched us. They must have watched us and waited until we got upstairs.
Yes.
My God, Temple. Well, let me get down that staircase.
It'll burn like matchwood.
What are we going to do?
I'm afraid there's only one thing we can do. We've got to go down the staircase.
You'll never make it, Temple.
I agree with Sir Graham. It's quite impossible.
Well, if we don't go down the staircase, I'm afraid...
Torn it.
We'll have to try and get out onto the roof. There's a window over here and...
Where?
Where? Here. Here we are. It's over here.
Hello.
What is it? There's a car coming up the drive.
It must be Steve.
Yes.
Look out, Peters.
Yeah.
Steve! Steve!
If only we had a rope. We could have a shot.
There's another car. It's Weatherby and Sergeant Turner.
Weatherby must have telephoned the hospital, realized that Peters wasn't there, and then contacted...
Look out, Peters!
Stand over here, Peters. For God's sake, don't stand too near the staircase.
Where are you? Where are you, Temple?
God, can't he see us?
We're up here, Weatherby!
Up here!
You can do what you like, Temple. I'm going upstairs onto the next floor before this confounded...
Wait a minute!
Temple!
What is it?
I've got a rope! Get ready to catch it!
Good man.
Look out, here it comes.
Oh, damn, you've missed it.
Try again!
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Good man.
Well done, Temple, you've got it.
Come on, Peters, quickly. Out you go.
No, you go first, Temple. There's no reason why I should be the...
Come on, Peters, don't argue. This isn't chapter two of the boy's own paper. We're in a spot, one hell of a spot, and we want to get out of it.
You said it, Temple. Come on, Peters.
Okay.
I hope you'll be all right. Darling, do be careful.
You'll be all right, Steve. Watch the rope at the top, Temple.
Watch it, Temple. Don't rush it.
I wonder what he's tied the rope to.
God knows. It didn't appear to be.
Oh. Oh. Oh,
phew. I thought he'd had it.
So did I.
Don't worry, Steve. He'll make it all right. He's over the worst part.
Here he comes.
Good man.
Oh, darling. Darling.
It's all right, Steve. It's all right. I feel exactly like Gary Cooper. Are you any better, Peters?
Yes, I feel much better now.
Good.
I suppose you telephoned the hospital, Weatherby, and discovered that Peters hadn't arrived.
Yes. Oh, and I've got another little surprise for you, sir.
What's that?
We picked up Charles Kelvin.
Huh?
Kelvin? When?
About 5 minutes ago. He was at the bottom of the drive. If you ask me, that young man was responsible for the bonfire.
Well, where is he now?
He's in the car, sir, with the sergeant.
Let's have a word with him, Temple.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sergeant.
Mr. Temple. Mr. Temple, please don't let them take me back to town. I can explain everything. Honestly, I can.
Can you, Kelvin? What are you doing down here?
I came down here because Sir Gilbert Ryden told me that...
That what?
Sir Gilbert told me that if I came down to Bresham and met a friend of his called Mr. Leyland, he would pay me £100.
Did you meet Mr. Leyland?
No. No, I've never seen the gentleman.
Never seen the gentleman? Now, that's interesting, Mr. Kelvin.
What do you mean?
Didn't you persuade Mr. Leyland to impersonate a certain Captain O'Hara? Didn't you...
Most certainly
didn't
not.
Didn't you persuade Mr. Leyland to meet me at a public house known as the Marquis of Bew?
Of course not. I've already told you. I've never even...
Look out! Look out, Sir Graham! He's got a revolver!
Why, you cunning little...
Nice work, Sergeant.
I'm sorry about the revolver, sir, but I did search him.
That's all right, Sergeant. Take him back to town.
Oh, no. time is it?
It's just gone 11:30.
Good gracious.
It's all right. We didn't get to bed till 6:30.
Are you awake?
Yes. Come in, Mary.
I've brought you both a nice cup of tea. You deserve it now, coming in at that time of the morning.
What sort of a day is it?
Well, it's a very nice day if you're partial to... Oh, before I forget, there's a young lady to see you. She's in the lounge. Miss Baxter?
Miss Baxter? Yes, all right, Mary. Pass me that dressing gown, darling.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Miss Baxter. Oh, dear, didn't Mary offer you some coffee?
Mr. Temple, forgive me calling at this... at this time of the morning,
That's all right, Miss Baxter.
But I think I've got some rather important news for you.
Oh? Oh, indeed.
Mr. Temple, I know the identity of Valentine.
You have been listening to the 6th episode of A Case for Paul Temple, a serial in 8 episodes by Francis Durbridge, with Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve. Others taking part were Richard Greenwood, Melody Grove, Robin Lang, Eliza Langland, Michael McKenzie, Greg Powery, Gareth Thomas, and Nick Underwood. The production for the BBC was by Patrick Rayner.